This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio. Well, right now we do have an interview, as promised. We have Brighton Mhlongo on the line, who is a former Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana goalkeeper, who's turned into a businessman and radio and TV host as well. What a challenge, interviewing a radio and TV host while you are also a radio host, eh? But yeah, Brighton played at the Engine Knockout Tournament 20 years ago, and his team won the tournament. He is now an ambassador of the Engine Knockout Challenge. He now also has an app called My Football CV that speaks about player development and career enhancement for both male and female aspiring footballers. Bowlers as well. Now, Engine is invested in youth development and on youth development on and off of the field. They committed to education and they ensure that soccer goes with education as well. So each year there are kids who get scholarships to study at the likes of Wits and UWC, and these kids were identified at the Engine tournament as well. This is testament that the tournament is what greatness looks like. As they play whilst receiving quality university education, they walk away with a quality education and guaranteed professional football careers. The likes of George Malulega are testament to this, and also we do have our ambassadors, who is Brighton Mhlongo of this tournament, and whose journey through the Engine Knockout Challenge has benefited, and he has learned tremendously from the tournament. We also have other ambassadors along with Renelwe Letsolonyane, Stanton Fredericks, and Mike Mayambela, to name a few, who are firm believers in this program as they impart their experience and mentor the kids, both male and females, on and off the pitch. Even as far as the tournament, this helps continue Engine's values as well. We're about to talk to Brighton Mhlongo just to find out about his career through Engine Knockout Challenge, and also what is the Engine Knockout Challenge as well. Mr. Brighton.
Good morning.
I guess this is the good part about having a radio host as an interviewee.
What an intro, man. Thank you so much. And good morning to your listeners as well, man. Thank you so much for that intro. I mean, I felt like, wow, okay. Yeah, it was amazing. Thank you so much for having me as well.
Why do you guys always say that? Like, does it always sound weird when you hear about your accolades and achievements and what you're actually doing?
Yeah. I mean, most of the time you tend to forget about those things. You always aspire to do better and to do good. But most importantly, I think it depends on the upbringing, because you were taught that humility and wisdom, you let your work speak for yourself. You don't go about blowing your own horn, and you let the legacy continue. People will continue talking about your good work even during your absence, you know. So I think that's why when someone gives you such a clarified intro, you feel like, oh, yes, does it really exist, you know, all these kind of things. But yeah, man, I'm really humbled, and it's an absolute honor as well to be part of the show today.
Thank you. We're also are honored to have you on the show. Now, having achieved so much through soccer, where did the passion begin?
So for me, it was a case of, my parents didn't want me to play football per se. It was always about academic.
Sure.
You need to go to school, this football thing. Up until I decided to participate in school sports, that's where now they started taking it serious. So that's where Pirates actually recruited me. I was playing in Champions League under 12, Escolet. And then from there, obviously now my parents were like, oh, okay, because this school and football thing is going to pay for your school fees and they're going to offer this and that, it's okay, you can do that. But your faith, you're not going to continue playing. So in short essence, it was a case of saying, school is important, even if you want to play football. And obviously the passion and the love for it grew from there. And then obviously came along all these youth tournaments, your Engine Knockouts, your Champions League, your Milo Cup, your Nike Cups, you know, all those tournaments, they've always encouraged that, even MTN under 16 champs, it was all about school excellence and sports excellence, you know. So that's the message that we're trying to drive across, to say we need to make sure that we go back to the deep roots, which is focusing on school and recruiting these kids while they're still at school, so that they can understand the fundamental basics of life, you know, so and the values of life as a whole. So that's where my passion began, and then that's how it unfolded. Growing up, I always had that love for school and football, you know.
Wow. Okay. So now, talking about a balance between, school and more specifically soccer, given its background, why do you think it is important to have this balance?
I'll make an example with myself. What happened was, while I was still playing, I was studying, when I matriculated, actually, when I left the academy, I went to study marketing and communication, right?
Yeah.
However, I couldn't finish because my loan deal got cut short. That's when Pirates called me back to say, look, we need you to come back to the first team and all of that. And you know what I kept on saying? I know I'll go back. I'll go back to school.
Yeah.
And years went by, didn't do it. However, I kept on, pushing myself to do something. Like, I'd read books, I'd do a whole lot of things that will equip my mind as well, so that it can stimulate my mind and always make sure that I'm still, well equipped with the knowledge out there. So, I got the harsh wake up call when I got injured, to say, ish, so what do we do now? If I didn't grasp the little that I grasped while I was at school, I think I was going to struggle.
Oh,
I think I was going to go into a depressing phase, because when I got injured, it was a case of, like, everyone was panicking, saying, okay, what is he going to do now? This and that, but because of school and the knowledge that I got from school, it was a case of saying, you know what? Now it means you need to go out there, try and find, something that you're going to love, and then hold on to that and start a new chapter throughout, to add it to your journey, So that's what happened with me. So if it wasn't for the case of acquiring all the knowledge and the skills and the tools that I got while I was at school, it was going to be a difficult journey. So hence I always say to footballers, football alone, it's not just a thing of saying you have to play football on the field and that's it. There's a whole lot that can be done. There's a whole lot that can be done apart from just kicking the ball. Administration side, if you're doing so much or you're doing well at school, you still can be a club PR. You can still be an administrator. You still can be a team manager. There's a whole lot that can be done within the football, but it needs school and it needs so much knowledge, So hence we advocate for school excellence and sports excellence.
Mm. Now, tell us more about the Engine Knockout Challenge, you being the ambassador as well, and how is it aligning with your passion for football and education as well, as you've spoken so well about it, and just how it correlates?
Yeah, so what happened was, I played Engine 3 times while I was playing in the development. And within those 3 years, I lost it once, I won it twice. And it's funny because I won it with the overage guys while I was young. And then when I had to play with my age group, I lost them. So it was just weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, so all of this happened while I was still at school, right? Yeah. And first and foremost, what Engine did, they identified a day within the school holidays.
Oh, yeah.
So as opposed to other tournaments that were played during school period, it was a case of saying, this one, we're going to make sure that they still focus at school, and then after school, when it's school holidays, then we remind them about football.
But at
the same time, with Engine, the main important thing that they did, most of the players that came through the Engine Knockout, they went on to create a successful career in the PSL, and some are even playing abroad now. It has been going on for 20 years, and the correlation and the collaboration that they have with the teams as well is always emphasizing on good education and well-being of the youngsters, preparing them for the future. Because once you start playing Engine, to show that it's the biggest tournament, youth tournament, once you start playing Engine, you can see all these senior coaches are coming through. Mm-hmm. All these national team coaches are coming through for sponsorships, I mean for recruitment, for scouting. Main technical sponsors, they're coming through sponsor young players. You know, so it's a great opportunity that was given by Engine for everyone as a whole. Certain coaches now, Coach Vela, he coached Engine, now he's a national team coach, you know. So these are the opportunities that you get, not only as a player, but also coaches are getting that advantage. And again, the success here, Banyana Banyana, we can allude it to Engine, because most of the players that were in that WAFCO squad, they went through the Engine knockout challenge, you know. So the list goes on and on. So it's a case of saying Engine is doing a great job. And foremost, we offer these kids life skills as well, giving them advices. As an ambassador, throughout the entire tournament, first thing you get there in the morning, you leave after all the games, but the amount of interaction that you do with the players, with the coaches, with the technical staff, you know, sharing that knowledge, I think that's the main important thing. That's the most overwhelming thing that one can get. It's a great experience because you get to understand certain dynamics around certain teams or certain individuals. Say, oh, okay, some people are lacking the confidence. And then when you start sharing your story to say, hey, Brighton, when he got to Pirates, he was just a 16-year-old or a 10-year-old who couldn't do this, who couldn't do that, but he kept on believing and kept on working hard and having the belief that one day it shall shine. And once you tell that story to that kid, that somehow they do relate to your story and feel like, oh, okay, if he did it, what's stopping me? I can still do it. Yeah. Then at the same time, you revert to saying, stay in school. Because the first question is, how did you get to the media space? How did you become a TV or a radio presenter, this and that? And then I said, guys, if it wasn't for school, if I continued doing that, I wouldn't be where I am today, because I was going to find it very difficult and hard to come out of the blocks from the football space and be coming into the media space, where I need to be confident, I need to be alive, I need to be fluent, I need to try, you know, to be well-spoken, all of those things. It all goes back to being at school, and that's what Engine is trying to drive across the nation.
That is beautiful from Engine, especially also considering Ugutu, they're also encouraging women as well. You know, they're also sponsoring women soccer as well. Now, let's talk about the finals. Now, it's happening on the 1st and the 2nd of October, I believe, where we have teams battling out for the champs of champs crown. Now, tell us more about the finals, and also if my team missed it, or if as a soccer player I missed it this year, how can I catch it again maybe next year?
Yes. So what? So the tournament, we've been having all these tournaments from I think it was in July. July. So we've been traveling. Like, we started in Cape Town, came back to Joburg, and then we did KZN. That's where now we identify all these provincial winners. Hence, this now edition is called the Champ of Champs. So all the winners now from all the 9 provinces, they come in together to fight for one thing, which is the Champ of Champs triumph. You know, to see who is the champ of Engine. Yeah. So it's gonna start from the 3rd, where we're gonna have our draw on the 2nd for the Champ of Champs. Then on the 3rd, the tournament kicks off in Max Park, which is the first round. First has always been the host when it comes to Joburg. And then on the 5th, that's when it's gonna be the final day. So, which we have, like, male and female teams, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is these teams, before they get to even the provincial, there's playoffs that are played, qualifying rounds. We call them the qualifying rounds.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are listening out there and you have a team, you'd love to participate. participate in the Engine Knockout Challenge next edition. There's the qualifying rounds that are played sometime in April, from March and April, before the actual beginning of the tournament. So all those qualifying rounds, they lead you to the provincial tournament. Oh. You know, so that's what you do. So what you do is you always communicate will be sent out, and then you register your team through the host club. So most of the time we nominate the host club. Like in KZN, our host club was AmaZulu.
Oh, yeah.
So we nominate those host clubs, and then those host clubs are the ones who will take us through as to say who's coming through and what not, who's going to play qualifiers, who won, and they get to monitor the progress of all these other teams within their region or their province. Mm. So you register, you play the qualifying rounds, and then after the qualifying rounds, you get pitted in a pot where now you get obviously to be in a certain group stage format within the tournament, and then that's it. When you win, obviously you come to the Champ of Champs.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also calling the alumni players who have played. So since we're celebrating 20 years of Engine,
sure.
we're calling out the players who have played from the year 2003 until today to register. And then obviously what we would have loved is to bring all these players together to probably have an exhibition game and just, you know, share their experiences and their journey of these 20 years being part of the Knockout Challenge.
Okay, now let me squeeze in there maybe just two more questions before we actually close. You have an app called My Football CV. Could you tell us more about the app? Why did you feel the need to actually have such an app?
So what happened was with My Football CV, I partnered with my friend, my brother, my blood over my years. So we felt the need, first and foremost, it was very much important to give back to our communities, you know.
Yeah.
And when we say give back, I mean, we come from a platform where we were afforded the opportunities. We played for our respective development teams up until we went on to make our names in the elite league, you know. So it wouldn't make sense for us not to pass on that baton, you know.
Yeah.
If we were given that opportunity, then we don't pass it on to the next generation. Hence, we felt like most footballers, we kind of always see them, posting their videos, posting their skills on TikTok, on, you know, WhatsApp statuses, you know, and all these social media platforms, but they only doing it for mere likes, you know?
Yeah.
It's only quite a few when we saw, the revelation of Abo Skwama, Abo Mfundo Shabalala right now, you know, they came through from all these media, social media platforms where they're being hyped up by fans to say, this guy is good. He needs to be given a chance and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
So when it's like that, we realized that we needed to create a platform where the same as our LinkedIn, where for the corporate space, you know, you get an opportunity to sell yourself. You know, hence the name My Football CV. So we decided that let's create a market, let's create a platform for footballers where they're going to market themselves. They can post their videos just not for mere likes, but they're going to be posting now for career enhancement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with My Football CV, what we do is it doesn't discriminate with regards to age, gender, nationality, ethnicity, race, or anything. It's for anyone and everyone, basically, you know. So with My Football CV, you just create a profile. From creating a profile, you go through the same verification processes that you go through, like obviously name and whatnot and all of those things within the social media space. And then you create a platform now that says you are a coach, an agent, or a footballer. All these three within My Football CV, they stand a chance of obviously being scouted, because we've partnered with teams locally and abroad as well who are doing their scouting now on the app. But we don't also do it on the digital platform alone. We also try as much as possible to do it in a pragmatic manner, where we call all these players to come to camp. So we always do these training camps where we identify talent, where we invite scouts, we invite teams as well to just come on an observant basis to see if they can you know, scout any players or any coaches. And we've had success stories. I mean, so far, we have a number of, I think, 10, if not 12 players that have signed contracts in the NFD. And one lady who's now part of the national team under 17, who came through our app. So it does work. Wow. However, we do need like people like Engine to partner with us to help us. Like right now with Engine, we've already selected 20 players from my football CV from all the subscribers. We identified 20 players who are going to come in during this 3-day period and play just an exhibition game where they'll also showcase their talent in a hope and attempt to secure deals for them, like, you know, having been scouted by all these teams that are participating within the Engine Knockout, you know. So okay. That's the main important thing.
Okay.
Just to give opportunities and exposure.
Yeah. Let me catch you there, and maybe quick one, just the last one very quickly. Where can we find you on the socials, and can we find the app on Google Play Store and Apple App Store?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram. It's Brighton_Mshongo1. And then our app, you can find it on App Store and Google Store. In fact, we are number one fastest growing app in Africa now. So it won't take you long. And then we are in the top 10 in the whole world now in the fastest growing app. My Football CV, that's where you're going to find everything. And like we always say, you've got the talent, come and show it. And we are there to help you guys grow and get the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you so much, Brighton Mthong. It has been good chatting to you, but we have run out of time. Thank you so much for taking the call, and all the best moving forward. And happy 20 years to the Engine Knockout Challenge.
Highly appreciated, and thank you so much. Jobang is ngithi fuga 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 bangene.
Danko.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.